time for that weekly home maintenance to do. We have a new tool to help manage this. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com and mouse over the homeowner resources and click on the digital home management selection, it'll bring you to the login application for the new HomeZada home maintenance platform that really, it was something we had started to build ourselves until we stumbled across this and thought, well, here's somebody that's already doing it. Let's talk to them, and instead of creating something that we're now having to become software developers, which I really wasn't interested in, but I knew that that was the direction we had to go. Here's already the people that have the technology. We've got the concept. Let's bring it together and make it work. And one of the features that this home does, it'll help inventory what's in your home. If you're for insurance claims, burglary, whatever the case may be, it'll help you manage your projects. If you've got window replacement going on, if you're working on roofing, and it'll keep a log of all the work and records it's done. So it's kind of like a, you know, you've got the blueprint to build the house, but after that, then what? How do you track everything that happens to it? Well, this home maintenance app, HomeZada, is the answer for that, we feel. And what I'm most interested in is the maintenance aspect of it, because that's something that, you know, it's kind of like a car. You might have one thing wrong and you can live with that. You let four or five things go, that turns into six or seven things, turns into more things, and it becomes very difficult to get all of those accomplished effectively, cost economically. You know, if we just keep up with it one at a time, but there's no right way. Every home's different. The building materials are different. How we live in it are different. How we use the homes are different. The amount of people that are in it are different. There's no like manual to the home. You know, you can qualify for the loan, move in, and then what? Well, this tool helps you manage your home, and somebody new moving into the home, it gives them a map moving forward on how to keep and maintain it and expect big ticket items. How long is that roof going to last? How long is that air conditioning going to last? And being able to give you a projection that here's when you can expect to replace your roof and here's what you can expect to pay, so you can start planning for those big investments so you're not hit with these unprepared, whether it's time or financially, to spend $15,000 on a new roof, $10,000 on a new air conditioning unit. And those are average prices, not even average prices. I hate quoting price because I'm not involved in the price world. And there's new air conditioning systems being put in, high efficiency, super sear, replacing the ductwork, that are in the $20,000. Now, it's worth the investment in long term for the comfort of the home. But I mean, who's got Jim, you have $20,000 laying around for new air conditioning system right now?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Oh man. And if you had $20,000 laying around, is air conditioning the first thing you think I'm going to spend it on?
No.
But if your air conditioning went out today, you'd find $20,000.
Yes, I would. How does it get out here?
Hey, shaking bushes, checking the money tree.
That's right.
How are we going to get this replaced? So it's a way we can take technology and home maintenance and merge them together and bring it to the Arizona homeowner. So we're really excited about it. Right now we're talking about a home maintenance item. We've brought Jim in from About Blind Cleaning. You are really a kind of a one of a kind. It's not like when you go to the Registered Contractors website and you select air conditioning, you get thousands of air conditioning contractors.
Correct.
You're such a specialty unit licensing.
Yes.
And performance. Tell us a little bit about your specialty, and then we'll walk through what homeowners can do for the maintenance of their window treatments, because it doesn't seem like it. That's a big ticket item.
Yes, it is a big ticket item. My company started in 1995, and what happened was that I walked into Hunter Douglas and to get a part to fix for a customer, and the gentleman told me there that Hunter Douglas just put their name behind a school that people's want to be a professional in this business. And I said, oh? And he gave me the information. And in 2 weeks, I was in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, training for Hunter Douglas Window Covering. So I've been going to school ever since then because Hunter Douglas have new products come out every year. So somebody have to know how to restore them back close to the original color.
And this is one of those services that, and as it relates to maintenance, that if you maintain your window treatments, you're at a fraction of replacement cost.
Definitely is a big savings in having them restored than buying new, you know, which a lot of people spend a lot of money, and they want to know how they can have them professional restored, and this is what we do.
It's not unrealistic either to see a home where they spent more on the treatments than they did the actual windows themselves.
Correct. Yes, some of the windows can cost up to $3,000 or more. And we have restored those type of window coverings that have been up over 10 to 15 years.
And those $3,000 window treatments are covering an $800 window.
Yeah.
So we buy the window so we can see out, and we put sunscreens on the outside to keep the
Correct.
Heat out. Then we put treatments on the inside for privacy at night to close or for decorative reasons or whatever.
Right.
Windows an expensive function of the home.
Yes. Yes, they are. And they are good energy efficient, too, when you buy type of window coverings on your home.
So looking at, I'm sitting in my kitchen right now, sipping my cup of coffee, just got done with breakfast, and I'm procrastinating getting up to do dishes because it's such a beautiful morning. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to tackle around the house, and I'm looking out my window, and my eyes drift to whatever window treatment I have on the interior. What am I looking for in preventative maintenance?
Well, first thing, a lot of ladies, they be doing exactly what you're saying, or they have guests coming in, and then they look at their window coverings, and they say, oh, my God, my window coverings is dirty. You know, then they go to the phone book, which is not the phone book, but the internet now, and then Google, and find a company that is professional, can come in and clean them and restore them. And a lot of them haven't been professional clean for over 10 to 15 years, and we can remove all the dust mites, especially if a person suffer with allergies in a home. That is a good reason to have them clean.
And it's high enough up, it's not in our daily cleaning routine for the
duster. No, it's not a service that you get done every year or every 2 years. I've been in the business going on 23 years, and the average person that calls us, their window coverings have been up over 5.
And anything with moving parts is going to eventually fail. You've got
Yes.
cables and cords and pull strings that
Correct.
Break. You've got moving parts.
Right, because a lot of the window coverings have moving parts with plastic in them, and they the moisture moves out of them, and then they crack, and then they can't pull the blinds up or the shades up either way, so they have to be repaired, and we also can do that too.
And that's much more cost-effective than just giving
yes.
up
and
on them and going to the
buying a new one. Yeah.
Shutters, you know, you've got every single one of those louvers has a, you know, it's not really a mechanical moving part,
no.
but every time you move up and down,
yes.
the pin that's into the...
Mm-hmm, correct. It breaks every now and then you got to have that replaced, and we can have them repaired too.
And... in a case where we're talking shutters and staying on top of it, when one breaks, is that an indication that, all right, the rest of these are getting
it's
ready?
A good possibility that the other ones may break. But usually one will go out, and then you get that one fixed. And then another one may not break for a while. So you definitely don't know, you know. Plastic has moisture in it, and when that moisture goes out, then – they
very brittle, and
brittle.
Then they start to break.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And why don't they use more metal then?
Metal is too heavy. and it doesn't function properly for window coverings like that.
You'd make something too heavy for the mounting purposes?
Yes. You can, if they have, you won't be able to pull them up and down, and you just couldn't, they just don't work with metal. They never had put metal in window coverings.
And when we're looking at our window coverings, obviously our initial investment in the window covering has a big thing to do with how long we can expect them to last and how well they operate. And you said the efficiency side of things. What, from a guy that spends his time and earns his living repairing them, what are you investing in when you're putting a new window treatment in your home?
Well, when I'm putting, it's not that easy, and it's not that simple. The repairs is not mainly the part. It's mostly the part is new blinds, or they want to have them clean, either one. And that's what we mainly do most of the time. Very few times that we have to replace any parts when we cleaning the blinds.
And how do you clean that? That's not something that you just walk into the house with.
No.
You've got a truck that shows up on site.
Yes, we are strictly a mobile company. We travel all over, and we use ultrasonic ultrasonic cleaning, which is the number one process in the world for cleaning, and then brings the product back to new. Plus, we use a spray and extraction for drapes that is hanging on the wall and had never been cleaned, and we can clean them with our new product. It's called Green Earth, and that's a dry cleaning solution, and we have the license for that in the state of Arizona. Actually, we're only blind cleaning that has the license for that.
And that green cleaning, that's something you do inside this semi that you pull up in, and it's a controlled environment?
No, yes, we pull it up, and when we come to the customer home, we can go in and dry clean any type of furniture, any type of drapes, because it's a spray and extraction. It's similar like the carpet, but it brings out the fabrics much better and remove all the dust mites. And you don't have no smell. That's a guarantee.